The word for today is training leaders who can train others, part one. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, we read, "Teach these truths to trustworthy people who will pass them on." Most church leaders would concede that people are their greatest resource, which raises the question, why don't we devote more time to training new leaders? One pastor admits that by failing to do this, we limit the long-term growth and effectiveness of our organisations. Paul modelled this truth and changed the course of history. He cultivated other leaders around him and taught them to do the same. He told his protégé, Timothy, "Teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will pass them on." That's the essence of great leadership. When you devote time to developing leaders with a caring attitude, they learn to pass the same level of care onto the people they minister to. There are proven principles that apply to leadership in any organisation, and the church is no exception. For example, John Gordon says, "Great customer service begins with being employee-focused first and customer-focused second. Too often organisations focus all their energy on the customer while ignoring the people who serve. This may work in the short run, but eventually employees become tired, burnt out, negative and resentful. Organisations who deliver the best service have a culture where employees are valued, listened to and cared for. In turn, these employees value, care for and serve their customers. If you model great service, your people will share it. If you want your team to serve, serve them. If you want your people to care, care about them. If you want your team to love their work, love them. If you want your employees to be their best, give them your best." So are you training people who can train others? That's the word for today on UCB.